On a Tuesday morning, we take a bit of a look at some of the think programming we've got right here on 2SER. We've got programs that encourage you to think about digital futures, think about your health, and of course, think about sustainability. Jake Morecambe is the host of Think Sustainability, back from a break. Jake, very good morning to you.
Good morning, Nick.
And what have we been working on with Think Sustainability?
Well, we've been kind of going back into the past.
I love the past.
Yes, time travel.
It's where I've done most of my living.
I don't know if you remember, I think it was back in November of 2012. This was at Bondi Beach when all, like, kind of the water along the coast all went, like, a blood red. Do you remember that?
Of course I remember that. It was one of the biggest news stories of the year. People were panicking about it. People were trying to explain it.
Apocalypse, second coming of Christ.
Yeah, the works. I remember that.
But yeah, it was actually none of those things. It wasn't blood. It was in fact algae that had had a toxic, I don't know, a reaction in the water.
Algal bloom.
And that one was in fact harmful. It made them force them to close down Bondi Beach for the day because they were concerned what was happening.
It was a really big deal. I remember it just being sort of, the only thing news was talking about for a little while.
Yeah, and it only lasted one day and, you know, then the water began to dilute. But this kind of, I'm looking at this for this episode in a number of different ways and have spoken with some experts on harmful algal blooms and actually monitoring them, because a lot of these algal blooms tend to be in areas where agriculture, particularly along the south coast of New South Wales or the southeast coast of Australia, algal blooms occur. They get into aquaculture, which is, you know, confined places where they grow fish, essentially, for seafood. And what can happen is that the toxins from the algae that's released can go into these supplies of water, affect the sea life, infect them, and then, if you know, if you're serving out infected seafood, people are going to get sick.
Yeah, people don't like that.
Yeah.
People really don't like that at all.
So I actually spoke to Shauna Murray, who's from the University of Technology, Sydney, and she's involved with a research group looking at developing new techniques and also technologies to better monitor when and where algal blooms might occur. Have a listen to this.
When the shellfish is grown in the presence of toxic microalgal species, it's producing these compounds, then shellfish, as you know, are filter feeders. So they're going to pick up whatever happens to be in the water around them. And that, if that's a harmful toxin, then you can produce shellfish which are harmful to humans to eat.
Makes us sick.
It makes us sick, isn't she? Exactly.
I was going to say that shellfish must be the big concern there because, you know, she said they're filter feeders. Everything that goes in them kind of sticks around for a little bit.
And Shauna was also saying a couple of years ago, I think back in 2014, there was a massive recall of not just shellfish but all types of seafood just before Christmas time.
I don't remember that.
That had been, you know, shipped and flown out internationally because, like, back, I think it's in Tasmania, there's a massive export of seafood.
Yeah.
And so all of them were sent out. People had just smack bang for Christmas time. They had to recall all of them because they figured out that, you know, there was an algal bloom that had occurred and some of them might have been infected. So it cost like a crap load of money.
It would have cost a fortune. I guess that's what's interesting to me here and something I didn't realise is that these algal blooms are hard to predict. You don't know when they're arriving.
Sometimes they're not harmful. Sometimes they do naturally occur, you know, algae in the water. They are part of marine ecosystems too, but some of them do become unpredictable and are pressure more so today with climate change as well, you know, changing conditions in the water, you know, changing acidity levels, rising temperatures. It is making it harder to map when they will happen. People like Shauna in this space do know when some will occur. It's just that they will become more unpredictable and maybe occur in places like Bondi where we might not have anticipated them to be before.
Which, of course, we'd never seen before. Yeah, as I understand it, algal bloom requires a fairly precise conditions of warmth and the right temperature and all that sort of stuff to occur. And you're right, as we see these changes happen around the world, how do we know where they're going to be?
I think it's best that we understand what they are and how they work. Because as you said, people flipped out when that happened in Bondi.
Lost it. Absolutely
you look at the
it.
Water, you see blood red, you assume something really bad is going down. No, it is a naturally occurring process. Maybe in that instance, you know, it could be harmful, but if we can identify what they are, then we can respond effectively.
So some fascinating research from Shauna. Obviously, we can hear this on a Think Sustainability episode.
Yeah, Think Sustainability airs on 2SER every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. We are also available as a podcast, so you can subscribe to us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Just look for Think Sustainability.
And of course, you can always just go to 2SER.com and check it out there.
Yeah.
Jake, thank you very much. We'll talk more Think programming this time next week.